Final segment of today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you so much for listening. We will get to finish this hour as we started it with some music. Tomorrow's First Friday, the day of our First Friday art segment, and we mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve, bringing in Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It's called Rogue Sounds, as is his column in the Rogue Valley Messenger. I should give you more credit than that. You're not just the guy who writes about music. You're a guy who makes music, too. So we want to make sure we're quite clear with this up front.
Music is such a subjective term, so.
Explain.
I guess that depends on who you talk to. Uh-huh. I like to think I make music. Some people think
that's like wow, that,
I make
that
trouble.
Noise. Yeah,
right? So.
You make trouble. Okay. Big month in July. Do we have lots of big stuff coming up? It looks like lots of outdoor concerts.
I mean, like Brits in full-throated roar. That's where a lot's going on there. So I tried to like focus on some other stuff going on. But I mean, it's like it's a nice time to be out on the road. So it's summer road trip time for musicians, just like it is for everyone else. So yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities coming to get out there and see some good music.
Have you had some road trip memories of your own of piling into a van on hot summer nights?
Oh boy, do I ever. Although part of the reason I know that those memories are so, I know that the summer is such a good time, is my first memory was piling in December and just everything going wrong. I mean, it snowed 12 inches in an hour. We didn't have any chains. The van broke down. We got in a car wreck. We got in a fight. We ran out of gas in a place like that had in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it was like the worst 3 days of my life, and I would never change it for anything. It was so fun.
I was about to say, it sounds terrible, but did you get some good songs out of it?
Yeah, we did. We wrote a rap and used the hook for Highway to Hell from AC/DC and made it into a story of the road trip. So that was...
Sounds great. Let's talk about some of the bands. Star Over Blue, is that my pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, as far as I know. What I love about these guys is I know nothing about them. I talk about like a lot about why it's really important to have like a good touring culture, but mm-hmm. This is why. Because when someone goes out, they come through the town and then they go, oh, that was a good gig. Next time they come back and they bring someone with them. And these guys are coming along. They're being brought along by Headwaves, who we've talked about here on the show before, and they're from Seattle. And they're bringing the Star Over Blue because they're like, hey, we think you'd go well here. We think you'd dig this town. We think you're going to have a good time. And I just listened to a couple of their tunes. I don't know very much about the band, but I do really like their sound. I think they met at San Jose State in the music department. I was just sort of doing a little reading before, but mostly I was just like, it's great. I'm really psyched that just groups are going, oh, cool, we'll come here now. You know,
come to the Rogue Valley.
Sight unseen.
Well, let's hear some Star Over Blue. That's some pretty intricate stuff. I'm still trying to figure out the key signature there.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. There's a lot of layers. It's got a heavier backbeat than it really seems like. It's got some really nice vocal harmonies. It's got the kind of melody that's really like nice, but it's not like earworm where it's going to drive you crazy. It's just like a nice combination of elements, you know, and I'm really excited to see what these guys are going to pull off live tomorrow. Because, I mean, sometimes it's like people make an excellent record and then they don't, you know, and then they go on stage and it's just like, 1, 2, 3, and they're nothing. But
you can hear some production values in there. So, yes, I do wonder how that translates to a live show.
So they're going to be at Brick Room tomorrow night for First Friday, Friday, July 7th. Okay.
All right.
I'll be there handing out high fives. So, you know.
Free high fives.
Free high fives, yeah.
All right. Also at the Brick Room, I see coming about 5 days later, we have a band called Worth. What can you tell us about them?
Worth is out of Portland. They're doing a thing. I think it's a Ninkasi new beer release. So it's like a sort of a multi-party thing. Worth is from Portland. He's done a lot of touring in Europe. And it's kind of like representational of something that I'm just really fascinated by in music. I mean, like, I think it's pretty indisputable that, like, blues is like quintessentially American, you know, like art form. But I mean, like, blues has largely not aged well for younger generations. It just sounds like old people music.
Right.
But there is this sort of like new generation of, musicians who are taking the blues and they're really like making it their own. And, sort of infusing it with little bits of other styles, sort of the way like Chicago gave a jolt of electricity into it. And, you know, there was some sort of funk that was added in the 80s. But the new one has really just managed to get a slightly less traditional 1-4-5 chord structures, you know, sort of more flowing melodies. But to really maintain what makes the blues, which is that just sort of like somber, like soulful vibe. And I think this is a guy who's done a really good job with that, I think.
All right, let's hear from Worth.
Yeah. Feeling like a devil walking, talking when they shouldn't be talking, waiting on the world to punish me. Looking to you like my lover, when I got no other brothers, hoping that your grin will pardon me.
Some yummy guitar in there, and horns and all kinds of things.
Yeah, you got the whole thing, the old little blues orchestra going. Some nice stuff. I'm pretty excited for that one too. That's gonna be next Wednesday, July 12th, also at Brick Room. It's just they're sort of reaping the rewards that summer has offered.
So. Yeah, Brick Room on the Plaza in Ashland, bringing in a bunch of bands. This is the place that used to be Alex's for folks who've lived in the Rogue Valley for a long time.
It will always be Alex's for folks that have lived in the Rogue Valley for a long time. Let's be honest.
You've really nailed my generation. Hey, let's go to Alex. I mean, the Brick Room.
Look, if Brick Room is struggling with anything, it's that they're never going to understand that it's always going to be Alex's in some people's heads. So.
Sounds fair. Okay, Jacob Cole is next on our list.
Jacob Cole. Now, Jacob Cole, a lot of what I would have to say about Jacob Cole, I actually sort of just said about Worth, you know, like he's another guy who's sort of like bringing in some of that blues vibe. We have a piece about him in coming out in the Messenger tomorrow, or no, today. Just hit the stands today. Got all time shifted. He's just said like an interesting guy because he sort of sat down to start playing guitar and he's like, oh, that's really interesting. But he was like, what he says drives the style is that he just never gave up that quest to try to like that sort of child mind approach. And so he gets some sort of interesting. Unusual tones out of sort of blues. I don't know if you've ever listened to David Lynch's Crazy Clown Time. No, okay. So David Lynch, you know, the lunatic film director, has also recorded several albums of what he calls blues music.
But how did I not know this?
Yeah.
I've seen Eraserhead. Even.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it either.
And it's you know, kind of like the blues that you would expect a David Lynch to make, where it's like it's really kind of spooky and unsettling and, you know, but really finely textured and precisely executed. And I think Jacob Cole, he says he takes a lot of influence from David Lynch, like films, but I mean, you can also hear some of that kind of in the music. I hope some of that comes through on the track we picked. I don't remember which one I sent over. But he's going to be doing two shows in the area, Oberon's in Ashland on Wednesday, July 12th, and Johnny B's in Medford on Thursday, July 13th. So he's going to do a twofer. So you follow him on tour, but without, you know, very much
not a very
efforts.
Long tour. Yeah, you can drive the 15 miles between the two venues. Let's hear a little bit of Jacob Cole. I guess I can hear some of the David Lynch influence, the reverb adding the sort of loneliness to the tune.
Yeah, that's like a lot of what it is. You get that like just really lonely, soulful reverbs with just some like deep, pretty solid songwriting. And that's a thing that's big right now. I mean, like it used to be like guitars were all about these big, loud, overdriven noises. And right now the big thing with guitar is like how like sort of like haunting can you make like a single note go with just like, you know, some kooky reverbs. That's a big thing.
You know, it's funny you mentioned David Lynch, though, because I was thinking about his approach to cinematic things and how he got a hold of The Elephant Man and turned that into a movie, and his whole method of zooming in on things and having that shh sound. So obviously seems to move into a musical zone as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, now we're sort of moving off into a tangent, but I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I've worked a little bit in film, and one of the things that is sort of like known well to people who work in film but not as much to people outside is that like your sound design is almost as if not more important as whatever it is you're showing on the screen, because like if your sound design is bad, it just like people don't know what's wrong, but they know something's wrong and it just pulls them out of the moment. Even like if the sound of a room, like the air pressure shifts, it's just like you can kind of twist your head sideways because it suddenly feels out of phase. And so tremendous effort, especially with filmmakers at his level, is spent on, you know, designing like intricacies of sound design, trying to make sure that everything is just right, because you're having to completely create that illusion. And so much more of our sense of physical presence comes from our sense of hearing, our balance, everything. So it really does make a big difference.
That was a good tangent. I'm glad you were able to provide some backdrop on that. Josh Gross is our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange with our Rogue Sound segment, the First Friday Eve segment.
I mean, not to drift too far away from the music, though. I mean, like that matters a lot in music production, too, because it's like if you you know, if the sound of the drums change in the middle of a song, you're just like, wait, what happened? What's wrong?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got a song like the one we just heard and you had Ringo drums in there, it would sound really weird.
Or if it just in the middle of it, they change, it has to all be done for like deliberate aesthetic effect. So, it is all part of the same sort of whirlwind of like, you know, sonic aesthetics and how to create them and wield them.
So. Okay, so let's talk about some real sonic sound. Modest Yahoo is a real blend of stuff here. Coming both to the Brit on July 14th.
Yeah.
And in Eugene at the Wow Hall on July 11th.
Yeah. So, do you know much about Modest Yahoo?
A little bit that I've learned in the last 24 hours.
Okay, so Modest Yahoo is an Orthodox Jewish reggae singer and rapper who's just an unusual dude. And some of his songs, he's had a couple like pretty decent sized hits. But the thing, I've seen him a couple times, and the thing is that like he has some good singles, but what really makes a Modest Yahoo show is these unbelievable just like interludes where he just has these like really intense psychedelic dub jams, and the man is like the best beatboxer I've ever seen, and I think we pulled out a beatbox clip of him live to try to get some of that across.
We did. Let's hear that.
Yeah, and they'll just be like in the middle of like a 10-minute song, and it will just drop into that like a normal song, they'll just drop into that for 10 minutes, and then just come back with like lasers and lights. And his band Dub Trio is just phenomenal. They're pretty well known in Brooklyn, but outside of that, they're mostly just known for backing him up. But they're pretty astounding on their own.
Wow, he must have quite a set of lungs to be able to pull off 10 minutes of beatbox.
It's an Olympic sprint, and it's amazing to watch. So, and that's if I remember correctly, I think UB40 may be on that bill also. So that's pretty big. Like if you're into like reggae at all, that's like the night to be at Brit. That's going to be at Friday, July 14th.
Yep, and yeah. Modest Yahoo in Eugene at the Wow Hall on July 11th, I see, too. And then
Lauren Walker Madsen. Lauren Walker Madsen. I mean, a lot of people call themselves outlaw country. I would actually let him – I would stay steer clear and let him say, I'm outlaw country.
Outlaw country.
Whatever you say, sir. You just do whatever you want. So
now I'm intrigued. Let's hear Lauren Walker Madsen.
I'm filthy, disgusting, and I'm dirty. I've been back on this road for 2 weeks now. I feel right, me something from the road. I'm sitting, I'm thinking, and I'm stirring myself up for days at a time now. I think I'll have me a drink or some people I like to meet. I'm packing up, I'm gonna hit the next day line. I don't give a damn.
Lauren Walker Madsen coming to the G Street Bar. Is that Grants Pass?
That was in Grants Pass on Thursday, August 3rd. And he kind of loops through pretty regularly. He's from Salt Lake City, and if you want to sing about drinking in Salt Lake City, you've got to be a bit of an outlaw. But this is a guy who basically, like, the moment he hit in 19, he just bought a van, he hit the road, and he never really stopped. And, you know, it's whether or not he's bringing a band or whether he's traveling on himself, he's just like, I've got songs, I got a voice, I got a thing I got to say, and nothing's – I've got to get out there and do it. And it's really solid stuff. There's a big sort of resurgence in, like, country and Americana right now. And, I mean, it can definitely trend either direction, but this is the kind of stuff I'm personally really interested in, where it's just, you know, no nonsense, no Nashville, no fluff. It's just – three chords and, you know, a bone to pick.
Of course, I work at a radio station where we're kind of omnivorous anyway, but is it just me or does it seem like people are willing to listen to each other's musical styles more now and sample from them?
I think that there's the things a bit – that people are less rigidly genrefied than they used to be. And I think some of that is because again, it's purely a theory. It used to be like, you know, radio stations were kind of like format driven. And since radio stations were the primary delivery medium for a long time, it was like, you know, there was the rock station and there was the pop station and there was the hip hop station and there was the jazz station. And, you know, so there wasn't as much sort of like spreading it all over the place. But with the rise of streaming services, it's easier to sort of like pick your own mix. You know, what do you want to do, and like get outside of your own comfort zone a little bit and realize maybe your comfort zone's a little bigger than you thought it was.
Yeah, that's a good thing to expand that. All right, let's go through the list again. Star Over Blue at the Brick Room in Ashland on Friday, July 7th.
Yep.
Worth at the Brick Room Wednesday, July 12th. Jacob Cole at Oberon's Wednesday, July 12th. Johnny B's in Medford Thursday, July 13th. Modest Yahoo at Brit on July 14th, and then 3 days before in Eugene at the Wow Hall, July 11th, and Lauren Walker Madsen at the G Street Bar and Grill Thursday, August 3rd.
Yep, that's the stuff.
Josh Gross is always a great list. Good to have you here with Rogue Sounds every month.
Glad to be here.